The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own
soap. Hey, folks.
Too many things.
I'm enjoying the song too much. I'm sitting here listening to my own intro music, enjoying it, and tapping my feet. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're here with the Trump phenomenon. I do that, Paul. And with me, Paul Fromm, there in Canada, newly declared mayoral candidate. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And the, let's see here. The boy, there's a lot of good news to report, and so we'll have some fun doing that. I hope some of you will join us at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. Let's see where to begin. Well, you know, I'll just start with what's being covered all over CNN and MSNBC and all of the lamestream media. They're just gushing about this Michael Cohen. They can't get enough of Michael Cohen. Now, what a pathetic story. It turns out. Now, Donald Trump. Think of this, folks. Any attorney, any billionaire has lots of attorney client attorney relationships, has many attorneys with whom they deal. And Michael Cohen is one of the attorneys with whom Donald Trump has dealt. And it turns out Michael Cohen, I mean, what an attorney Donald Trump had in Michael Cohen. The guy was secretly taping his client. Oh, God. Folks, that is pathetic. It's pathetic. So Michael Cohen, who's just, what is his angle? Is not 9-1, the chances are. His angle is he's just trying to save his own skin. And this was the plan of Robert Bob Beria Mueller, is put people in the vice, put them in the squeeze, get subpoenas on people, get indictments on people over anything. Doesn't matter what. And by the way, this is the specialty of Bob Mueller. This is what he's been doing for decades, is putting the squeeze on people in order to get them to either lie about the Bob Mueller's real major target, or embroider, or actually just make up something incriminating about the person that this nasty person, Bob Mueller, wants to ruin, wants to send to prison for a long time. Now, Bob Mueller is the one who needs to go to prison. He is a felon. He has participated in felonies before the FISA court, and all along in his term as director of the FBI, he, like James Comey, committed all sorts of felonies, like Rod Rosenstein is committing now. But anyway, this is the latest. He did the 4 a.m. kick in the door raid with no justification or reason in law to do it. Of Paul Manafort. He also raided Michael Cohen and took his files and his computers and so on. And so that's the status of things. And then what's the whole story here? Now, what's beautiful, let's cut right to the chase, folks. Donald Trump they called Ronald Reagan the Teflon president. Well, what's even less sticky than Teflon? That's what Donald Trump is, because his popularity only grows. It's been growing continuously, no matter what smear Bob Mueller and the DNC and the Democrats and the deep state try to manufacture about our great president. It all backfires, it all boomerangs in their faces, and we get more and more angry out here, the public, more and more infuriated with these people. And I'll tell you, there will be an accounting, and it's not going to be the one that Bob Mueller or James Comey or Andy McCabe had in mind. It's not Donald Trump who's going to get impeached. It's not Donald Trump who's going to go to jail. Our great president is going to serve 8 glorious years, and these felons in the FBI and the Justice Department, they will be putting on the pinstripe suits. And the more good news there is that Devin Nunes, Mark Meadows, others in the House, great men all, who are leaders in the Freedom Caucus and on the House Intelligence, the House Judiciary, and the House Oversight Committees, they are moving rapidly toward impeachment of Deputy Attorney General Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. And so anyway, just to give you our little take on that here, let's find some other good news. Now you would say, well, that's bad news. Michael Cohen tapes going out, going public and so on. No, that's not bad news, because we don't actually give, keep sticking within the rat metaphor, we don't give a rat's ass about Donald Trump's private life, especially his private life decades ago. We elected this great man because of his great ideas and his tremendous courage to save our country and to save our people. That's why we elected him. We did not elect him as a Boy Scout leader or as a pastor or as a church counselor. We elected him as a great man to lead our nation. And the fact that he has had a private life where he's take any children out of the room here. If there are any children in the room, take them out now. Now, a man who's actually had sex. Oh my God. I'm sure Bob Mueller's never done that. Rodney the Rat Rodenstein may not have. But my God, you know, the man has actually had intimate relations with women. Oh my God. What a scandal. This has never happened before in American history. No president. Stop the presses. My God. Impeachment immediately. Anyway, tell that to Barney Frank. Democrats. Oh, Democrats are highly offended by improper sex. I mean, folks, Barney Frank was running a gay whorehouse in Washington, D.C. He was pimping. His house was a gay whorehouse, and he was highly honored by the Democratic Party for the entirety of his overly long career. And the very same people who are acting aghast that Donald Trump actually had a sex life with a few pretty women, my God, may have actually slept with someone. These are the very same people that were defending Barney Frank and giving him awards for greatness. Okay, here's a headline. Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan introduce articles of impeachment against Deputy AG Rod Rodenstein. Okay, I like that story. Where does it go? Let's see. It's about time. It's wonderful. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican, North Carolina, Jim Jordan, Republican, Ohio, and other House Republicans introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General. And of course, this is just my own way of saying the man's name, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, on Wednesday. Meadows and Jordan argued that the Department of Justice had problematic decision-making during the 2016 presidential campaign and failed to comply with House oversight requests. The House conservatives also chastised the DOJ and Rodenstein Rosenstein, for withholding embarrassing documents, knowingly hiding information from Congress, abusing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and failure to comply with congressional subpoenas. The Constitution empowers, now here's the operative law, folks, the Constitution empowers the House to impeach any officer of the executive or judicial branches. However, that only occurs in rare instances. The House only requires a simple majority of the legislative chamber, or roughly 218 votes, to impeach a member of the executive or judicial branch. Now, that isn't that beautiful, folks? If the House were to impeach Rosenstein, then the Senate will require a two-thirds majority to remove him from office. So that's a little higher, a little harder there. Jordan said in a statement on Wednesday, the Department of Justice is keeping information from Congress. Enough. It's time to hold Mr. Rosenstein accountable for blocking Congress's constitutional oversight role. And it goes into more detail here. And of course, this is now a formal process. So these guys are having to act, you know, or kind of have to having to speak in a, what would you say, Paul, an official tone. So they can't talk. They can't say Rodney the Rosenstein. They can't do stuff like that because that would be immediate grounds for dismissal of whatever action they are undertaking. So far, these articles of impeachment have 11 co-sponsors, and of course, we need 100 more folks. So, let your congressman or woman know that you'd like them to be a co-sponsor of the Jordan Meadows articles of impeachment. And you can read the articles of impeachment here. It's right there on Breitbart. Oh, let's look for another great story here. Okay, here's this one. This one, I have to put this under the humor department. The Democrats and the Republican establishment are pushing some new asylum rules. And here's how Breitbart covers it. Weakened asylum rules being pushed by Democrats and the Republican establishment, that's people like Jeff Flake, John McCain, would allow the entire populations of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador the right to migrate to the United States. I don't think we'll be able to drill down into the detail. Let me see, go to the bottom of this. He says, I'll go down to the bottom. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million legal and illegal immigrants every year. In 2016, the legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44 million. By 2023, the legal and illegal immigrant population is expected to make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population if current immigration levels continue. And folks, I read that, and I don't know what the source for the numbers is, but I tell you, I'm firmly convinced it's already above 15%. But what do you say, Paul?
I agree.
And the sad thing about such things is you're not going to find out what the truth was on those numbers until it's too late. Oh, get this. A 2016 study by the International Organization for Migration. There's these people, they love migration. These are the Alinskyites themselves. Their own study found that more than 90% of Guatemalans migrate to the U.S. for economic reasons. Less than 0.3% of Guatemalans migrate to the U.S. to escape violence, and only 0.2% migrate to flee gangs. Now, that 0.2%, let's think about that, Paul, that's 2 in 1,000, I think. 0.2%. 2 in 1,000.
So statistically almost irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, and it's very likely those two people are lying. So, yeah. Here's another one. Alinskyite group. Their own survey found that 83% of Hondurans migrate to the U.S. for economic reasons. In other words, these people are strictly, it's as you said yesterday, Paul, they're opportunists. People don't leave their country for the heck of it. No, they're coming here because they think they're going to hit the jackpot.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but we have to have control over it. And let's not pretend they're desperate refugees. They're opportunists. That's understandable. But that doesn't give them a free pass to enter America.
Yes. Now, here's another headline. I would put this also under the humor, in our humor segment. Wikipedia has now added Ron Paul. This is Wikipedia now, remind you. They have a list of people they call white supremacists. And they have now put Ron Paul and Representative Steve King of Iowa on that list. I didn't know the list existed, Paul, and I looked at it. I'm on it. You're not. You're not.
Maybe they just don't cover Canada.
Wait a minute. You know what? It must be. I'll bet you it's a list of American white supremacists. Let me just see here. Yes, American white supremacists. Of course, you didn't make it to that. But Virginia Abernethy is on the list. People that we know, you know, really great people that are not white supremacists. Let's see who, just look at Robert Byrd, Senator Robert Byrd's on the list. Lester Maddox.
I'd like to ask the question. If somebody will say, well, white supremacists or white supremacy is a bad thing, terrible, immoral. Well, then what would be the opposite that would be good? Well, that would be white inferiority. So I ask you, I mean, not you, but the people that are all up in arms about white supremacy, is that really what you want? White inferiority? Why do you hate us so much, or why do you hate yourself so much?
Yeah. You know, well, my cousin Carlton Putnam, he's on the list. I'm just looking at it here I've never looked at it before. And let's see here, just to see a few. Sam Francis is on the list. He was not a white supremacist. Let's see who else is on here. Lothrop Stoddard, another cousin of mine. Maybe it runs in the blood, folks.
Yeah.
Lothrop Stoddard's on there. I'm just going down the list. You can look at it. Jared Taylor's on there. He's not a white supremacist. He's just a great mind. Just looking down here, Andrew.
Unless you hate your own people, right. I guess you're on this list of bad people. Well, that's a pretty disgusting criterion. Must I hate my own people or want them to be inferior in order to be considered by you? I mean, by somebody, a good person? No way. I don't accept that.
Here's a funny one. President Andrew Johnson, who was the president from 1865 to 1869, after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, he was the vice president. Andrew Johnson is a white supremacist. That's a great one. There's Jamie Kelso. He's on there. Right above Steve King. And let's see here. Thomas Watson is on the list. Now, who is Thomas Watson? He is also a cousin of mine. And let's see what.
Famous senator from Georgia.
Yes, but I think this Watson. Let me just see here which Watson, which Thomas Watson they put in this category. The Georgia senator, you're right. We'll be right back, maybe a call or two after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like this. The best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. Stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
Oh, there I go again. Sorry, folks. Enjoying the music. I was just noting here that Steve King, congressman from Iowa, a great congressman. I'm not worthy to be in his company, but he has joined me on the list of white supremacists, which I am not. And neither is he. Ron Paul, also in whose company I do not belong, Ron Paul, also one of the great Americans in our history, he has joined the list, according to Wikipedia. And what this confirms is that Wikipedia has been taken over by a team of leftists who just operate as a network. Jimmy Wales is the guy who created Wikipedia. It's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant creation. It was wonderful. It still is very usable, and we still, all of us. I mean, if you got to use Wikipedia. There really is no alternative. It's like YouTube. You know, what's the alternative to YouTube? There really isn't one. So, unfortunately, Wikipedia, in those areas of neutral fact finding and so on. Wikipedia is still pretty good, but it lists people like myself, and now they've added Ron Paul and Steve King to their list of horrible people, horrible, horrible people, white supremacists, people who actually speak out that white people actually have an interest. Oh my God, that's so racist. So here's what they say about Steve King. A staunch opponent of immigration and multiculturalism, this is true of every one of you hearing my voice, King has a history of making racist comments. In April of 2006, for example, conservative members of Congress proposed strengthening law enforcement against illegal immigration to the United States. When asked, quote, if the U.S. economy simply couldn't function without the presence of illegal immigrants, King said that he rejected that position categorically. He said, the 77.5 million people between the ages of 16 and 65 in the United States who are not part of the workforce could be put to work, and we could invent machines to replace the rest. Wow. That's a really racist comment. Can you believe that, Paul? The degree of racism?
Yeah.
Incredible. That we actually don't need the illegal immigrants and the rest of us could do the work or invent machines to do it? That's incredibly racist, isn't it, folks? But hey, let's come up with another example of this kind of racism. In July 2013, speaking about proposed immigration legislation, King said of undocumented immigrants, quote, for everyone who's a valedictorian, there are another 100 out there who weigh 130 pounds, and they've got the calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert, unquote. Oh, now that's incredibly racist. It's true. It's true. But that doesn't matter. It's racist. And okay. And the number's probably not one out of 100 for every one valedictorian. It's probably more like 10,000 for every valedictorian. Despite strong rebukes from Democrats and King's fellow Republicans alike, including House Speaker John Boehner, who called his statements ignorant and hateful, and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, remember his name, who called the comments inexcusable, King, now here's where I have to take off my hat to Steve King, Paul. King defended his comments, saying he got that description from the Border Patrol itself. I love it.
Very good.
Yeah, so he didn't back down, folks. And then he said this in March of 2017. Here's another incredible racist comment from Steve King. I'm reading these now for the first time. I just, you know, found out just now that Steve King was joining me on the white supremacist list. Just trying to see what kind of horrible racist thing he did. Well, he wrote in March of 2017, quote, culture and demographics are our destiny. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies, unquote. A beautiful comment, you know. But the fact that it's true doesn't make it, it's racist, isn't it?
Yeah.
When asked about his, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Anything on immigration that is true is dismissed as racist. And
we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon. And, you know, actually the Trump phenomenon actually is a follow-on in many ways to the Ron Paul phenomenon. And I have been swept up in both. The boy, I went wild during the Ron Paul candidacy of 2008 and 2012. I thought this was one of the most wonderful things. We have not had a great man running for president. And out of the blue appeared Ron Paul, who is a great man, the greatest congressman we've had in a long time, and just a great man all around. And in 2008, he had a great campaign. He ran again in 2012. And he is now made the list of white supremacists, according to Wikipedia. And I'm looking here at Ron Paul's Wikipedia article to see, well, how in tarnation did they turn Ron Paul into a white supremacist? And I guess it's on the basis of this paragraph. He, at one point when he was not a congressman, there was an interregnum between his first series of runs as a congressman, and he went back into Congress when he thought that America, well, to quote Merle Haggard, was headed downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Ron Paul decided he better get back into Congress to slow that snowball down. And he says, where's his newsletter? Beginning in 1978, for more than two decades, Paul and his associates published a number of political and investment-oriented newsletters bearing his name, Dr. Ron Paul's Freedom Report, the Ron Paul Survival Report, and other names. And a number of these newsletters, particularly in the period between 1988 and 1994, when Paul was no longer in Congress, contained material that proved controversial. Topics included conspiracy theories, anti-government militia movements, and race wars. And then his critics during his presidential run charged that passages reflected racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic bigotry. So the that's how Ron Paul got onto the list here. And anyway, so they'll call a lamppost racist. Let's go back to some news here. Thought that was interesting. Those two new additions. Let's go to our president's tweets. That's one of our segments here. Donald Trump's tweets. Let's see what he's tweeting here. I love the fact that here's a tweet 29 minutes ago. Here's one 35 minutes ago. And here's the one 35 minutes ago. Donald Trump tells us, great to be back on track with the European Union. This was a big day for free and fair trade. European Union representatives told me that they would start buying soybeans from our great farmers immediately. Also, they will be buying vast amounts of liquid natural gas. And that's nice. That kind of relates to that Russian pipeline being headed by the former German chancellor, who's making money on the deal, running Russian gas by pipeline into Germany. So vast amounts of liquid natural gas, that's competition to that Russian pipeline. Here's a tweet. On the meeting between Donald Trump and the European Union. And he says, we met today. Well, he's quoting somebody. Who's he quoting? Yes. He says, we met today to launch a new phase in the relationship between the U.S. and the EU, a phase of close friendship, strong trade relations in which both of us will win, of working better together for global security and prosperity, and of fighting jointly against terrorism. And there's a picture here of the president walking in the colonnade there of the White House with the head of the EU. Now here's another encouraging tweet from Donald Trump just 1 hour ago. Thank you, Georgia, the state of Georgia. He's thanking. They say that my endorsement last week of Brian Kemp in his Republican primary run for governor against a very worthy opponent lifted him from 5 points down to a 70 to 30% victory. Two very good and talented men in a great race, but congratulations to Brian. So that was a primary, two Republicans running against each other. Donald Trump apparently made that much difference in the better of the candidates, who won by a mile. And then here's a funny one. This is a tweet from Donald Trump 2 hours ago. And I like this, Paul. Donald Trump's clearly, he's relaxing. He's getting into his top form here. In the humor category, I would say, he posts a picture of himself giving a greeting. Who's the head of the European Union? Forgot to guy's name, but
Jean-Claude Juncker.
Junker, yeah, Juncker. Okay, so Juncker. That's what I thought. Juncker, I think that's who I am looking at here. And shame on us Americans for not knowing these things. But here he is. Shame on me. Oh, it's Juncker. Here it is. Yes, it is Juncker. And here's the caption. I'll read you the caption. Obviously, the European Union, as represented by Juncker, and the United States, as represented by yours truly, love each other. And in the picture, Juncker is giving Donald Trump a big kiss on the cheek. With a, you know, a European-style greeting, you know. And Donald Trump is just kind of holding Juncker's shoulders, you know, kind of probably going, oh, God, the guy's kissing me. But it's a big smack right on the cheek of Donald Trump from Juncker. And Donald Trump's just having fun with it. Says, obviously, we love each other. They're in the Oval Office with the American flags. He said, I had a great meeting today. This is 2 hours ago. Great meeting on trade today with Juncker and representatives of the EU. We have come to a very strong understanding and are all believers in this is new from Donald Trump. He constantly breaks the mold, okay? We mentioned it yesterday. We are all believers in no tariffs, no barriers, and no subsidies. Work on documents has already started and the process is moving. This is Donald Trump, the revolutionary, saying, look, if you're going to put punitive tariffs on our American cars, well, guess what? We're going to punish your Mercedes-Benzes and Porsches. But why don't we do this? Instead of you tariffing the hell out of our Fords and us tariffing the hell out of your Benzes, why don't we just drop the tariffs altogether? How about that, boys and girls? You know, that's real revolutionary thinking, Paul. And, of course, who benefits? Because what's a tariff? Who gets the money on a tariff?
Government.
Yeah, the last people you want to have your money, the government. The German government in one case, or the European Union, and the American government in the other. So why have if a Ford goes into Germany and has to pay $15,000 in tariffs that goes to the German government, why not just cut the price of the Ford by $15,000? No tariff to the German government. Ford will obviously sell a lot more cars because it's $15,000 cheaper. Hey, which means what? You see, this is the miracle of Donald Trump. More cars sell, more jobs. It's all, one hand washes the other. It all works together. And that's the miracle that Donald Trump is working in our economy right now. By lowering the regulations, business increases. Lower the taxes, business increases. Business increases, job opportunities increase. Job opportunities are taken up by people. Now they don't qualify for food stamps. Welfare goes down. Unemployment goes down. All of these things help each other. Cut the flow of illegal immigrants. Wages go up. Productivity goes up. Computerization and mechanization go up. All of that. Beautiful. Let's look for another. Here we go. Among Republicans, here's another tweet from Donald Trump. I love this one. And this is us, folks. He tweets a screenshot from a TV network. President Trump's job approval among Republicans. This is the latest result. And first I'll give you Trump's reaction. He says, thank you very much, working hard. We Republicans, how many of us approve of our man? 88%. How many of us disapprove? Only 9%. And that 9%, these are the numbers coming not from our own polling agencies, but from the left. So it might even be better than this. And of course, among Republicans, there are the Jeff Flake, John McCain people. There are the neocons, the rhinos. They are there. So in other words, here's what Donald Trump has accomplished. The Republican Party is now, here's where that white supremacist thing comes in, it is the party that represents the interests of average white folks. It simply is. The Democrat Party doesn't even pretend to do that. They openly state, we basically hate white people. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see the calls. Let me go to the calls. But it's wonderful. The Republican Party, Donald Trump, has won his second victory. His first victory was over the Democrats. Well, his third victory. His first victory was over the rhinos in the Republican primary. Done. Second victory, beating Hillary and the Democrats in the general election. Done. Third
Walk
victory.
Her up. Walk
yeah.
Her up.
Yeah. And the third victory, which is now being consolidated, is Donald Trump has finally taken over the Republican Party. That poll proves it. 88% of us approve of him. Basically, in other words, all of us approve of our leader. So that's his third great victory. Okay, we've got some callers. Let me go to the board here. Where's my board? I'll find it. Don't worry, folks. Here's my board. Callers, let me find them. And engineer, help me out. George in Texas is first. You're on the air, George.
Hey, how you doing? You want to know who is a real right supremacist?
Who's that?
President Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
So was FDR. So was Truman. They may have done some little token actions, but they were racist. And so was Bill and Hillary Clinton were white supremacists.
Well, yeah, you know, I was debating with a very close and good white friend of mine this week out in California, and he was going on saying, you know, he's talking about my work on the radio, and he said, well, you know, this is racist. You know, you I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you know, thank goodness you're talking about how many people among our ancestors were racists or white supremacists, or, you know, come up with a non-pejorative term. What they were is, and I said to my friend, I said, look, you're a white man. Okay. Why are you a white man? Because 1,000 generations of your ancestors bred true. 1,000 generations of your ancestors, think of how many marriages we're talking about. One white man fell in love with one white woman, and it wasn't any other way. And that's why you're a white man today. Are you telling me, with your now newfangled California logic, that all of your ancestors were racist? All of them? And wait a minute. Didn't you marry a white woman? Oh, my God. What were you thinking? You married a white woman, just like all your thousands of ancestors. How could you do such a racist thing?
Well, even some state legislatures forbidden interracial marriages. You couldn't marry a Native American. You couldn't marry a Hispanic. You couldn't marry a black woman. If you did, correct, you had to get a marriage license for interracial marriage.
Yes, that's correct. Those are the anti-miscegenation laws, and they actually prevailed in basically all American states. It was presumed in all American states. It was the norm in our whole civilization, our whole culture, our whole world. That's why, you know, guys like you, George, and guys like Paul and myself, and by the way, this person that I was talking with, debating, said, well, I'm sure there are some black blood in there somewhere. And I said, no, I had my DNA tested. There's no African blood in my family tree. There's no Asian blood in my family tree. And this is true of basically all of us. Our ancestors, our Irish ancestors, were Irishmen and women and Swedes and Poles and Hungarians and Italians and Frenchmen, and they were all white. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's the only reason we exist. And this idea that there's something wrong with being who you are, and you say you're a conservationist and a preservationist, and you're all dedicated to preserving the gray whale. Well, I love gray whales. I'm a surfer. I've had some great experiences with gray whales out in the water. I want them preserved. I want them to be protected so that they can be gray whales. I don't want them to be bred with humpback whales so that we get gray humpbacks. I don't want that.
A great humping whale.
I don't want them humping. I want the gray whales going out on dates with other gray whales, and so that we may forevermore enjoy the beauty of gray whales. You know,
well,
and
a fox don't date a coyote. I mean,
well, it is possible for different breeds, I guess you could say. It is interbreeding of some sort is possible. That's true. When you reach total segregation and true speciation, that doesn't happen really. But it's all just a scale.
I'll make the call.
Cline. It's a Cline
from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, George. So long.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And, we're down to the wire here in the show. We got callers. I don't know who's waiting. I can't see who's in the queue. Who's engineer?
Somebody.
Okay, who's next, engineer? Okay, we got Dr. Kelly from Northern California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call, and I just returned The Art of the Deal, and I'm waiting for my next reading assignment in the hopper here, and really appreciate the fact that people that are just really losing their cookies, you know, like just losing their cookies with the Trump trigger syndrome.
Yes, and Dr. Kelly, here's the good news in the reading and books department. The number one selling book in the universe right now is Greg Jarrett's Russia, The Russia Hoax. It's number one. It opened at number one, even on Jeff Bezos's left-wing Amazon. I'm looking for their top 100 list. Let me find it here. Let me just do top 100 books. Here it is, top 100 books. Number one is Greg Jarrett's The Russia Hoax, and this apparently is a really good book. More good news, folks. Number two is an unimportant, self-help book. Number three, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals by Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful good news. Then, let's see, that's one, two, and three. Let's see, bestsellers in books. Let me see.
Yeah,
the
I couldn't
rest.
Extend it because someone else already has it reserved.
Yes. And then let me see if there are other good news books. There are no left-wing books, no left-wing political books in the top 100, even according to Amazon, which we might expect to kind of cheat. Here's more good news. Now, there's a bunch of self-help books. Some of them, by the way, I'm pretty enthused about. Like, for instance, one of them, this is a book here. I like this guy very much, Dr. Stephen Gundry. His book called The Plant Paradox. I won't go into it at all, but I think this Dr. Stephen Gundry has some very good dietary advice. I'm following it. But here's, when we get down to political books, here's a nice surprise. Amazon says the next sort of bestseller that's political is number 21. Surprise! Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. Ray Bradbury was quite a patriot, folks. I've got my own copy of Fahrenheit 451 signed by Ray Bradbury. In fact, I have all of his books, and I got him to actually kind of cornered him here in Santa Monica, California, and I got him to sign all of them. And I'm glad I did. He was one of our greatest writers. His books are really patriotic. He was a great man, and I'll tell you this. I heard him speak at a book signing at Barnes & Noble here in Santa Monica. I can't remember the year. It was, a while ago, but shortly before he died. And he said some great patriot things. He sounded like another great American writer, Tom Wolfe, who recently died, who also wrote and said some very patriotic things. And then just saying goodbye, I'll just tell you another bestseller right now on Amazon, happy to say this, is George Orwell's 1984. Amazing. It's a bestseller. Dr. Kelly, thank you for calling in. We'll all meet up again tomorrow night right here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.